from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Coming up in 20 minutes, everyone talking about Hassan Reddick wanting out of the Jets. Well, his quarterback wants him there. We'll tell you about that and much more. Stay tuned. Grant McCauley is here to talk Braves with us as we go around the yard. Grant, how do you describe what we saw last night? Because it was from one of the worst nights of the year to one of the best nights with Chris Sale's performance.
It's pretty incredible when you think about how you can go from one end of a spectrum to another, and that is exactly what the Braves did. They went from a game where they scored a ton of runs and should have won and somehow lost to a game where they scored the only run of the night, and we got to see what I would describe as one of the better pitching duels, certainly this year, but in recent memory for the Braves, because you had Chris Sale doing everything that Chris Sale has shown he's capable of doing this year. And on the other side is a resurgent Blake Snell, who's been pitching incredibly since coming off the injured list for the Giants. So about as bad as the previous night was about as much fun, I think, to watch last night's game, just for the style in which it was, the stark contrast to playing in Coors Field, and, of course, finding a way to come out with the win.
Yeah, as Carl said, we love it. We're older guys. Carl's not as old as me, but just love the old pitching duel. Not that every fan out there loves it. We want more offense, but it was great. And surprising with C.B. Buckner behind the plate, because that guy's a butcher. I think he's like 88 of 90 with the umps. And I think some of the strike zone for the Braves is a little sketchy.
Yeah, there's always some sketchiness that's involved with C.B. Buckner. But fortunately, maybe this was one of those nights where he wasn't the entire story. The pitching duel got to be the story. And even with him behind home plate, it wasn't sometimes the complete mess that it can become with him. So Overall, yeah, you hate when the umpire becomes any part of the story. And fortunately, last night, save a handful of pitches here or there where I'm sure some different batters were kind of rolling their eyes, it wasn't too much of a factor, at least from a viewership perspective.
If the team was more consistent, Raisel Iglesias could be maybe, I'm not saying at the top of the list, but he'd certainly be maybe a little bit higher up there with the saves. He was great last night, too.
Yeah, that was a huge performance for Raisel, coming in and doing the multi-inning thing for him as well, because, you know, when you're on the road and you're just trying to win a game and you got to go with the best that you've got, and obviously as the Braves on the day that they found out that they may not have A.J. Minter for a while, if not the rest of the year, having other guys that you can count on to step up. Joe Jimenez bounced immediately back from that forgettable outing for him the day before in Colorado. It was good to get him back on the beam. But, yeah, I think that the bullpen, MVP, at least for last night, and one of their best relievers all year long, has been Raisel Iglesias. And that's, I think, exactly what you need to see to know that you have that consistency at the end of the game, because there's a lot of high leverage situations to get there. but you don't want it to become a big question mark once you put the ball in your closer's hands, and Rysell delivered big time last night.
What are we going to get from Charlie tonight? Can we get that kind of performance?
Well, if we continue the theme of alternating good and bad starts, I think that bodes well for this one. But in all seriousness, I think you'll take a quality start, and you'd love to see the offense kind of pick up where it left off. You know, Blake Snell, you have to give as much credit as we give Chris Sale on one side, you have to give Blake Snell on the other side for what he did for the Giants last night. So if you can get the offense going a little bit more this evening, give Charlie a lead to work with would certainly be helpful. And, you know, if he can keep the ball in the ballpark, that's been a little bit of a problem for him lately. It was a couple of years ago. Then it seemed like he got it right last year. And then there have been a few outings this season that you just kind of wondered, you know, is this going to be a problem? Is it a problem? Can he sort it out and get it figured out the way he needs to? Because at this point, I think you're just looking for that consistent six innings of keeping you in the ballgame from Charlie Morton, and you'll take that.
It's almost 2 months since we've seen Michael Harris. He looks great, Grant, from everything we're seeing from Gwinnett. So what is the earliest he can play is Thursday in the show?
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
he should
Wednesday.
Be activated on Wednesday. He should be traveling right now or maybe have already made the trip from Gwinnett and headed up there. But he should be able to be activated on Wednesday was my understanding of it, and hopefully he'll be back in that lineup somewhere in the middle portion and just making a little bit stronger, a little bit better than it was for the 2 months without him, because that's one question mark the Braves would very much like to have to stop dealing with, and also in center field. I mean, there have been some questionable plays here and there, less so from Jared Kelnick, a couple more from Ramon Laureano last night. I think everybody will be happy to get that consistency of Michael Harris, not just at the plate, but out in center field for what he brings you there for an outfield that has been pretty much
brutal,
depleted and trying to plug in pieces for the better part of the last 3 months.
Where do you put him? Where do you put him? You're Snit. Where do you put him in the lineup?
Five or six, I think, would probably be good. I mean, that's really where the lineup in the top four, if you've got it clicking the way that you want to, I think that having Soler, Riley, and Ozuna and Olsen right there, you want to get them the most plate appearances right now and drop Harris in five, maybe six, depending on if Travis d'Arnaud is in the lineup. I don't know if we're going to keep seeing Orlando Arcia batting fifth. But this season, as you've looked at this batting order, a lot of it hasn't been, well, ideally, where would you put them? It's been who's hot right now and how many of these guys can I bunch up together has kind of been, I feel like, the criteria for Brian Snitker for the better part of the last 3 months.
All right, Grant, as we talk about this wild card chase, there are teams behind us that are heated up. We talked a little bit about the Padres today. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to make a run? Like, in watching these other teams and talking about the importance of this West Coast road trip, which continues for our Braves, by the way, beyond this series, we got the Angels, which, again, winnable series, but, you know, who knows what happens. Who do you feel like is putting on or will put on the hunt for us in the wild card when it's all said and done? Is it the Padres? Do you feel like that's the team that's going to be right there?
It's the Padres and Diamondbacks for me, and I think if I were to choose one more that could make it intriguing, the Mets have also pushed themselves into that equation, and they have not had a fall off as of yet, and so they're right there pretty much on equal footing with the Braves in the wild card and in the division over the past week. And that's not a thing I think too many people expected this time of year either. So if there are two teams that I'm looking for that I feel like are pretty much rolling at the right time and doing exactly what they need to do, it is the Padres and the Diamondbacks. And that's going to be, I think, the main competition in this wild card spot. But as you look at that final one, I think the Mets, the Cardinals could still make a push at this. The Cubs have somehow resuscitated their playoff hopes. I didn't see that coming.
Right. Yeah.
But the same could be said for the Giants as well. So it's going to be intriguing over this next 5 or 6 weeks to see exactly who can be the last team standing when it comes to that final wild card spot.
It's just amazing to see the Phillies like 4-11 their last 15, you know. And if we had not gacked it against the Marlins, like a lot of things we could have taken back this season. But it just seems like Philly is really come. We knew they weren't going to be at a 750 winning percentage all season, Grant. But man, they've come back to earth, even with Bryce Harper raking.
No, and it's the crazy thing is if the Braves could have just had around a 500 second half, which if you look at, you know, May, June, and July, it was pretty much a 500 month each one of those months. And the fact that they were up over 500 was by virtue of having that start in March and April that had them 10 games over. If the Braves could just be a 500 or a little bit better than 500 club, it would be a very different divisional race right now. But unfortunately, a couple of six-game losing streaks, and the latter of which losing 7 out of 8, you know, a lot of things that the Braves have had to kind of contend with in their house, and they can't really worry about what's going on with the Phillies. But I think you're right, Mike. you know, eventually over the course of that 162, some of these clubs, even the best of these clubs, are going to go through a little bit of a dry spell, and the Phillies have hit theirs in the second half.
I was talking about this, Grant. I'm just curious. I know you collect stuff. You did all the stuff with about and you know, Henry Aaron when he passed away. There's an auction that is happening, and I'm sure you saw this, where they are auctioning the bases and a jersey, the bases from his 715 career home run. Do you have any Henry Aaron?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Aaron stuff?
I've got a pretty good amount of Henry Aaron stuff, not so much in the game-used variety, but I would say, you know, bat, jersey. I actually just got my baseball card collection back from getting graded. I have every Hank Aaron card in the Topps run except for the rookie. I'm still kind of looking for the right one of those to kind of add to it. But that's probably my big ones. But as far as the game use thing.
Wait. How'd your cards rate out? 8, 9? What'd they rate them?
No, man, I wish. These were a lot that I've collected over the years. You know, and it's condition sensitive.
Sure.
But I was pretty pleased with a lot of, you know, 4s and 5s there. A couple that were a little bit higher than I thought they'd be.
Okay.
And a couple that were a little bit lower than I expected them to be. But more or less, it kind of came out to being around what I had in mind when I dropped them off.
All right, man. Yeah, 715 career home run. The bases, they're saying they're going to expect at least over $100,000 for each base at this auction that they're going to have,
man.
For the bases.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Right. I know that you know, we've got, by the way, for memorabilia, I've got stuff, Carl. I got a Hank Aaron photo that I got from, we did a show years ago. He owned a bunch of Krispy Kremes, Grant. Hank, you know, because Hank had a lot of local business at the car dealership. And the way the photo was taken, I got the perfect spot from just to Mike Hank. And I just never sent it to, because you could send it with a donation to his organization. It just drives me crazy. Do you have any, by the way, do you have any photos that you never got signed? I mean, because usually with us, Carl, you get a handshake. Sometimes you're lucky enough to get a photo with somebody you really like. But you got any stuff you're like, man, I let that one slip away.
Yeah, I think that there's been so much of my career where, you know, you wear that pass that says no personal photographs, no autographs, and you just kind of get used to it.
Yep.
And that handshake is a pretty great currency. I remember in 2015, I was just walking up the ramp from the Braves dugout back to the clubhouse to go back upstairs. The double doors in front of me swung open, and right there was Henry Aaron walking through with just one other person with him. He looked at me, he smiled, and I said, "How are you?" He extended his hand. I got to shake his hand, and that was cool with me. It wasn't a long conversation, but it's a great day at the ballpark when he got to shake Hank Aaron's hand. So
right, that
kind of thing was pretty cool. But, yeah, I've got a lot of different memorabilia and autograph stuff. I don't know if we have time to cover it all here on this call.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.